Today I'm going to bring a study called Power of the Tongue. And this comes from the verse in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Man reaps what he sows, as it is written, Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if a man sows confusing words, lying words, words based on the flesh, he'll reap death and corruption. If a man sows peace, righteousness, truth based on the Spirit of God, he'll reap life everlasting. Galatians 6, verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. This fruit, whether life or death, also affects the world we're called to preach to. We preach either truth or error, to the saving of souls or to their destruction. Romans 10:14-15. And they shall, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. We ask professing Christians all the time in the streets, what's the biblical gospel? Most of the time they don't know, or it's incomplete. Therefore, if they don't know the necessary foundation of their own faith, what do they communicate with people on a regular basis? Definitely not truth. Proverbs 11, verse 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. The vanity of the world is deception, and every idle word a man speaks will be brought into judgment. How grievous the judgment will be to those who speak only lies and vanity. Psalm 58, 3-5. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Not only this, how much more weight is given to those who have the truth, which gives life, and fail to share it properly. Ezekiel 33, verse 6. But if the watchmen see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. James 4, verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Romans 1, 18-19. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. And that word hold actually means suppresses. So they suppress the truth in unrighteousness, and God makes it clearly seen. So this life can be given by the tongue in the form of a rebuke, correction, or exhortation contrary to the flesh-pleasing tongue of the wicked. Proverbs 26, verse 28. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Galatians 1, verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Revelation 3, 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. We know that Jesus is the life, but he is also the Word. Therefore, in order to speak life, we must speak of Jesus Christ and his doctrine. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 1 verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Therefore, let us speak life to our neighbors, brethren, and sisters in the Lord, not vanity, which authors death, but the Lord's Spirit, which authors eternal life. Let us cleave to that which is good, and let all things we do glorify God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Mark 10, 18, and Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. 1 Corinthians 10, 31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So that was my study on the power of the tongue.